Okay, another Tosos I wanted to tackle today. On we're still doing Kiddushei Shtar. You got to see this one inside. So the Gemara tries to figure out, how do I know that you can be Mekadesh Nisha with a Shtar? So the Gemara had suggested first that it should be a Kal V'chomer from Kesef. We rejected that Kal V'chomer. Then we said, okay, V'yatza V'haysa. We have a Hekish, Havaya L'Yitzia. So just like Yitzia's Bishtar, so to Havaya Nami Bishtar. You could be Mekadesh also with a Shtar. So at the end of the day, the Gemara has now discovered a source for all three forms of Kiddushin. How do we know Kiddushe Kesef, Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, and V'yatzachina Mein Kasef? Combination of those two. How do I know Kiddushe Bia? Uva Allah. It says explicit in the Pasuk. Dalet and Beis Gemara quotes at the bottom. How do I know Kiddushe Shtar? V'yatzav Ha'isa. Wonderful. We have all three. Now the Gemara says, okay, now that the Torah told me that I could do Kiddushin in all three of these ways, why does it have to tell me all three of them? Couldn't it have told me two of them and I'd be able to derive the missing one from the other two? Be able to learn, you know, Kabbal Chomer, Memetzinu, figure out one from the other two? So this, the Gemara picks up on about five lines before the lines get wide in Hamad Aleph. Chodem Echad Lo Asya. Okay, I get that you can't learn one from the other. You can't just learn Shtar straight from Kesef. You can't just learn Shtar straight from Bia. You can't learn Bia straight from Shtar. You can't learn Bia straight from Kesef. You can't learn Kesef straight from Bia. You can't learn Kesef straight from Shtar. I think I got them all. So, right, I get that. Chadami chadalasi. But Tesi chadami tarti. At least we should be able to learn one from the other two. If the Torah would have only told me two of these things and left one of them out, I should still be able to derive it. So says, well, yeah, try it. Hey, Tesi, which one do you want to leave out? Which one? Let's see. Let's say the Torah never would have taught us the Hekish V'yatzav Ha'isa. We never would have known Kiddushei Shtar from the Torah. But the Torah would have taught me V'Allah, Kiddushei Bia. The Torah would have taught me Kicha Kicha Mesei Ephron, Kiddushei Kesef. But never would have taught me Shtar. So says Gemara, Malahanach Shkein Hana Asan Meruba. You can't learn Shtar from Bia and Kesef, because Bia and Kesef are things that give people a great deal of pleasure. Shtar doesn't give anybody any pleasure. So, can't learn Shtar from the other two. You can say, yeah, you know why the other two work as forms of Kiddushin? Because those are things that relate to pleasure. Shtar doesn't relate to pleasure, not going to work for Kiddushin. Okay. Lo nichtav rachmana b'bia v'teisi mehanach. So let it not say Bia and learn it from Shtar and Kesef. Says no, Malahanach Shkein Kinyan Meruba. Really, if the Torah didn't say Bia, you would have learned from Shtar and Kesef that you could be Kone with Bia? How do you make a Kinyan? Before you open up a Maseches Kiddushin, you ask anyone, how do you make a Kinyan? How do you acquire something? So what would they tell you? You write a document, you give money, those are Kinyanim. That's Kinyanim that works everywhere. Bia? Is a Kenyan? You never would have figured out that Bia is a Kenyan. You could be Kone Karkos, Avadim, with Shtar, with Kesef. Not Bia. Okay, how about the following? Lo nichtav rachmana b'kesef v'teisi mehanach. So let it not say Kesef, and I'll learn out from the other two. What I'll do from Shtar and Bia. Says the Gemara, and here's what we're going to emphasize. Let it not say Kesef, I'll learn from the other two. No, Malahanach Shekein Yeshnon Bal Korcho. Shtar and Bia are effective in certain cases, even against the person's will. Kesef never applies against a person's will. But Shtar and Bia do apply against a person's will. What? When does Shtar work against a person's will? Zakt Rashi. Bal karcha, and when does Bia work against a person's will? Zakt Rashi, Bal karcha. Bia kona Bia vama, Bal karcha. Dinafkalan Bia vamas, Mivma. The Bia works against a person's will. Bain bonus, Bain ratzo, Bain shog, Bain. Bia works no matter what, by Yivama. Even Bal karcha, it works. A man does Yibam by Rachmana Lislan, being Ma'anes his Yivama, kona. It works. So you see that Bia works as a marriage against a person's will. V'chein shtar, motzias isha bal karcha mi baila. You could divorce a woman bal karcha against her will. Shtar works against a person's will. Because get works against a person's will. It's us to do. Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim, we're not allowed to do it. And that's why if a woman refuses to receive a get from her husband, the only way to allow it is if you have 100 rabbis signed to be matir the chayim. So we call a heter meir rabbanim. But short of that, can't do it because chayim Rabbeinu Gershim. But mido raisa, it works. Is she mugreshes if he gives it to her bal karcha? Yes, she's mugreshes. But kesef never ever works against a person's will. So ask the Gemara, Vayter, the very next words, v'chite makesef navi bal karcha ba'ama ivriya. Sure, kesef works against a person's will. What about ama ivriya? Isn't that an example of kesef against a person's will? What does that mean? What about ama ivriya? Is kesef against a person's will? Where is the money? Amir Ivri is a person, it's not money. Amir Ivri is a person, she's working for somebody. What money? Money against a person's will? Whose will? What are we talking about? The Gemara says, don't tell me that Shtar and Bia are Bal Karcha and Kesef is not, and that's why I can't derive Kesef from Shtar and Bia. No, Kesef is also Bal Karcha. By Amir Ivri. Where? What? Who? And the Gemara answers, whatever that means, the Gemara answers, Be'ishus mi'alo ashkecha. Yes, you're right. By Yom Yerviyah, we find kesef against the person's will. We still don't know where, what, who. But that's not ishus. That's not marriage. We don't find by marriage that kesef is going to work against the person's will. But in Evan Ezer, you'll find the din that a yavama can be nicknames bal karcha and that a get can be given by bal karcha. In Ilchus Ishus. But Amma Ivri is not Hilchas Ishus. That's Choshen Mishpat. So that you're not going to find. By Ishus, you don't find Kesef works against a person's will. And therefore, Kesef cannot be derived from Shtar and Bia. Shtar and Bia work against a person's will. Kesef does not. And that's why we need the Torah to tell me Kesef. Great. So what was that line? What did that mean? That by Amma Ivri we find Kesef Bal Karcha. What does that mean? Zok Rashi. By Amma Ivri Bal Karcha. Four words. She'aviha mochra shalo midaita. So what's Rashi saying? What kesef and whose will? Her father has the will. And what we're saying works against the person's will, so it's against whose will? Against her own will, against the girl's will. What kesef? What money? What money are we talking about? The money he's getting when he sells his daughter. Man sells his daughter. Ah, there's kesef, selling money, good. Shalom idaita, against her will, against the will of the girl. She's 6 years old. She has no idea what she's getting into. So it's against her will. The father's like, hooray, I got money and I got rid of a daughter. Two birds with one stone, fantastic. So shalom idaita. Right? Something incongruous about this? And then the Gemara's answer is, that's not Ishus. That's selling a slave. What does that have to do with anything? That's not Ishus. Take a look at Tosos. Shekin Yeshlan Bal Karcha. Pirush Bekuntrus. Bia Biyavama. Where do we find Bia working Bal Karcha? Biyavama. Shtar Begerishin. Where do you find Shtar Bal Karcha? Biyaget. Kesef Baam Evriya. Kesef works against persons will Baam Evriya. Vikosha the Rabbeinu Tam. Im ze Choshev Bal Karcha. Masha Av Mochras Bito Bal Karcha. If you're going to consider this to be Bal Karcha because the girl isn't interested, Im Kain, my Kamara Funul Kamei, Kesef Bi Ishus Mialo Ashkechan, Bal Karcha. How can the Gemara then, one line later, say, we never find Kesef Bal Karcha by Ishus, by marriage? Do you really never find by marriage where the girl's not interested, the father is interested, and it works? Sure you do. You find that by marriage, where the girl has no das for it, not interested in it, father is interested, and the marriage works. Where do you find that? What's an example of that? So we don't do it nowadays, but Kiddushei Ketana. A father has the right, without his daughter's consent, without his daughter being happy about it, to give his daughter over for Kiddushei Ketana. Father is interested, daughter's not. So how can the Gemara, if this is how Rashi is going to define Bal Karcha, he's going to define the term Bal Karcha to mean that the father is interested but the daughter is not, so it's Bal Karcha of the daughter when you sell her for an Amei Ivriya, how can the Gemara then say that we never find such a thing by Ishus? We do find such a thing by Ishus. Every time a father gives away a 6-year-old daughter, not as an Amei Ivriya, for Kiddushin. It's against her will. He's happy about it. There you have it. But the Gemara says, no, we never find by Yishus, Bal Karcha. Halav Mekadish Bito Ketana Bekes of Bal Karcha. The father has the ability to be Mekadish's daughter, Bal Karcha, be Yishus. Bam Kasha and Rashi. So says Tosos, I have to understand the Gemara entirely differently. V'om Rabbein Tam, Kivin Da'av B'makom Bito Ka'i, Ein Zechash Bal Karcha, Kivin Shumi Daito Shalav. When the father's interested, you can't call that Bal Karcha, because the father is the representative of his daughter. When the father gives his daughter over for Kiddushin, you can't call that Bal Karcha, because the father is doing it Midas. And you know what else? When the father sells his daughter as an Amei Ivriya, you can't call that Bal Karcha. Why not? Because it may be Bal Karcha of the daughter, but it's not Bal Karcha of the Av. And he has the right to an opinion over here. V'im tomar, so you might ask him, Kein hechi kamar kesef nami isa ba'ame ivriya bal karcha hari av mocher midaito. So what's the Gemara talking about then? How can the Gemara say, buy ame ivriya, when the father sells her, we call that bal karcha? Same father, same 6-year-old girl, right? If he sells her as ame ivriya, we call that bal karcha. But if he gives her for kiddushin, we don't call that bal karcha. What is going on over here? Asks Tosfos. Says Tosfos, entirely different pshat. Rashi's pshat is incorrect. Entirely different pshat in the Gemara. V'yesh lomar d'alchi parach. Kesef isa ba'ama bal karcha. Kigon sha'adon miya'ed esa ivriya b'kesef miknasa bal karcha shalav. We're not talking about when the father sells his daughter. When the Gemara says that an Amei Ivriya has a kinyan with kesef, that's bal karcha. We're not talking about the money that's paid to the father to buy the Amei Ivriya and that it's against the daughter's will. No. We're talking about something called yi'ud. What is yi'ud? It's when a man buys an Amei Ivriya and designates her for marriage, for himself or for his son, for marriage. And that is done bal karcha. And the father doesn't have to be interested in it. The girl doesn't have to be interested in it. It's bal karcha of everybody. When our Gemara says you find that kesef works bal karcha, what our Gemara is saying is that yiyud happens bal karcha. So let me ask you something. According to Tosos, bal karcha of who? Girl and the father. But really the girl is what matters over here, because the father's out of the picture. By the time it's happening, she's already been sold. So the girl, what kesef? Where's the money? It's a hard one, no? The Gemara says, kesef works bal karcha. So Rashi wanted to say, oh, it must be the kesef that you bought her with, and it works bal karcha. I have a trouble with Bal Karcha, because the father's interested. Okay, let's call it Bal Karcha of the daughter. That's how Rashi kvetches out of it, right? So Tosa says, no, I got no problem with the Bal Karcha part. I can come up with a case where it's Bal Karcha. Yiyud, it's Bal Karcha. Where's the kesef? Well, how do you explain the kesef? How does yiyud work? There's no new kesef kiddushin. It's the money that was already given serves as a kesef kiddushin. So that's what he's saying. That it's the old kesef that he paid to buy her. That now is going to be kesef kiddushin. It's part of what you're paying for. So now you could do yud. So where's the kesef? Kesef is the money you gave. Where's the bal karcha? The bal karcha is to do the yud. Ubal karcha shel bas. But wait, I got a problem. How can I say it's bal karcha the bas? You know, there's a gemara later on, daf yotes, that says, asher lo ya'ada, shetzarech li ya'ada. Ashola Yadda teaches us that you need to let her know. You can't do yud without her consent. Well, that sort of blows up the whole thing. So Tosfos says, as long as you only learn the first 18 pages, 17 pages of this Masechta, I can give you a great pshat. Once you know too much, the Gemara says, she has to be interested in yud. You can't do it bal karcha. So it says Tosfos a great chiddush. Lo shetzorich lasos miritzona. When it says that you have to let her know, it doesn't mean she has to be willing. It just means that she has to know what's happening. That she shouldn't be ignorant of what's happening. Ela shetzorich lahodia shel shem kiddushin miyada. You should let her know, by the way, you're getting married right now. You don't like it? I don't care. It's happening anyway. So it's happening bal karcha, you just have to let her know. But says Tosfos, here's my real problem. I was able to explain this line beautifully now. That by kesef you find it works bal karcha by an ame ivriya. What does it mean when you're miyai the ame ivriya works bal karcha? What was the Gemara's answer? That's not Ishus. Really? Yiyud is not Ishus? Looks like Ishus? They're getting married, right? How could you answer that by saying it's not Ishus? The next line is not going to make sense. The Alpha Gavdomer Lekaman, be Ishus Mielo Ashkachna, Obechia Gavdomer Shemiyayid, have Ishus. And even though the Gemara says, oh, it's not Ishus, but this is Ishus. Mikal Makom Betchilo Lombaha Kesef Bishvil Ishus. Yeah, but the money wasn't paid for Ishus. What was the money paid for? The money that we're talking about was what you paid to buy the Am Ivriya. That's not Ishus. So even though what you're doing now, the Yiyud, is Ishus, but the Kesef wasn't Kesef of Ishus. The Kesef was to buy an Am Ivriya. That's how Tosfos learns. The Yesh Miyashvim Pirush HaKunshus, Devadei Zekari Balkarcha, Mechira Shalama Ivriya, Shechovula, Vimaisa Basdea, Loisa Mistratis, Aval Kedusha Ketana Lav Chovula, Kamo Mechira, Vesofa Medes Linasi, Vimaisa Basdea, Loisa Mistratis, Lochash Valkarcha. And he says, you know, if I really wanted to kvetch a teretz for Rashi, what was my primary problem with Rashi? That Rashi said that when a father sells his daughter as Nam Ivriya, that's called Balkarcha because she's not interested. Well, then how come when a father gives his daughter over for Kedushin, we don't call that Balkarcha? She's not interested. The father can give her over even though she has no das, and she's not interested. How come we don't call that bal karcha? Okay, I could kvetch a teretz for that, says Tosfos. Because maybe, once she develops das, if you were to ask her, you happy about the idea of being a slave? How does that sit with you? So a normal person would say, no, slavery bad, I don't like that. I'm a big fan of Lincoln. Free the slaves. Don't want to be a slave. Even if I'm not a fan of Lincoln and I want to keep the slaves, I don't want to be one. No normal person would want to be a slave. But if you ask her, marriage, how does that sit with you? You like the idea of marriage? No marriage? Oh, marriage? Marriage is good. So maybe that's why we could call the father selling her as Nami Ivriya Bal Karcha, because even were she to have Das, it would be Bal Karcha. But by marriage, father giving over for marriage, that would not be bal karcha, because were she to have das, it would not be bal karcha, she would be interested. So a couple of important points over here. Let's see, how much time do we have? Oh, not much. Okay. There is a din. The Gemara in Arachin, Taf Lamed Aleph. Before that. Alright, let's start with this. Tosfos Kasha and Rashi that there's no kinyan of an Ame Ivriya Bal Karcha because it's Midaita Shalav. So what do you mean it's Bal Karcha? So Tosfos says his own Pshat that it's Yiyud that we're talking about. Is Yiyud really Bal Karcha? So what do we say? The Gemara says later on Daf Yutes, Asher lo ya'ada ikan shetzarich liyada, that she has to know about it. So Tosfos says, no, it doesn't mean she has to be interested. You don't need her consent. You just need to know about it. That's what Tosfos says. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avadim, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes, Eina Adon Miyaid Ama Ivriya. The Adon cannot be Miyaid the Ama Ivriya. Lo lo velo libno. Not for himself nor for his son. Ella mi da'ata. and he does not qualify by saying tsarich lahudia kodem l'chem. No, ela mida'ata. Mida'ata means that she has to be interested. Rambam holds like the Pasha Pshat, what we would assume is the Pasha Pshat in that Gemara in your test. Not like Tosfos. Mefurish nega Tosfos. And the Rambam adds, the same is true if the father's mekabel the money for her. The Kesef Mishnah writes that what's the Rambam based on over here? It's the Gemara Daf Yutes. Tzarech liyada. What would be the point of letting her know if she doesn't have to consent? The whole idea of letting her know is that she has to consent. So the Rambam Mefurish against Tosfos. L'chora, you want to say which one is more logical? We know, here's the fact. Gemara Daf Yutes says you have to let her know. Tosa says, you don't need her das, you just need to let her know. Rambam says, let her know means you need her das, otherwise why are you letting her know? Who's more logical, Rambam or Tosa? You'd say the Rambam. It's a very compelling argument. What are you letting her know for if she doesn't have to consent? Can she consent? Is she capable of consent? Who are we talking about over here? How old is this girl? She's Tana. She's alive. Lav bas das. The Rambam is difficult. Rambam says you need her das, you need her consent. Is she even capable of it? She's not a bas das. Very difficult to say. You need daita. You can see where Tosfos is coming from. Let her know. It's a mitzvah in you to let her know. Sarich liyada. But that she's going to have das to consent? She doesn't have das anyway. Where do we find such a thing? That there could be das without consent. Das without consent. You ever have such a thing? So the truth is, the Rambam shouldn't be surprised that such a thing exists. If you look in the Rambam, the first paragraph of Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Tes, the Rambam says that when a man gives his wife a get, he has to give her the get b'toras gerushin. Meaning, let's say a man, real mensch, real nice guy, says to his wife, here honey, take this, it's a shtarchov, it says that I owe you $1,000, hang on to it. Oh, thank you so much, what a nice gift, it's a gift certificate, you know, to the store of my husband's cash. You know, it says he owes me $1,000, she opens up the envelope. Wait, this says Harayat Magrashas Mimani, ha ha, divorced, gotcha. So does that work? Are they divorced at all? Says the Rambam, no, they're not divorced. They're not divorced. What do you mean? Gerushin could work bal karcha, midaraisa. You could be magarishin isha bal karcha against her will. So why didn't it work? If you would say, here's a get, and he throws it at her, they're divorced. He stuffs it in her hand, they're divorced. But he tells her it's a shtar chov, all of a sudden it doesn't work. So what do you see? That you could have such a thing. That you need das, but you don't need midaita. You need it to be aware of it. You need awareness, but not approval. What did the Kesef Mishnah say? That we understand very well why the Rambam says that you need the das, you need the consent of the Amei Ivriya to do the yiyud, because after all, why else would you let her know? Well, maybe it's just like get. Very, very difficult. And then the maskana of the Gemara. What's the maskana of the Gemara? That kesef bal karcha be'ishus lo ashkechan. We don't find be'ishus. According to Tosos, that we're talking about yiyud, of course we find it. So what did Tosos say? No, but the kesef that you gave wasn't given for ishus, it was betoras avdus. The kesef that you're using for the kiddushin of yiyud was given betoras avdus to buy her as nefer. It wasn't given for kiddushin. That is also not so pashut. You have to learn the sugya of yiyud to really understand why that's not so pashut. But there's a gemara in Daf Yutas Amud Aleph, this same gemara, the sugya about yiyud, machlokas. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says over there, yiyud is that the ma'us harishonos lav l'kiddushin nitnu, and the chum say ma'us harishonos l'kiddushin nitnu, meaning, what are the mechanics of the yiyud? The Chum say, well, you gave money to buy her. That money now counts as your kesef kiddushin. Rabbi Yosef Rudin says, no, that's not the way it works. You gave money to buy her, that's to buy her. It does not count as your kesef kiddushin. Now, Tosos must be assuming that it does not count as your kesef kiddushin, because Tosos is saying, this is not Ishus. That money that we're talking about that you gave was not Ishus. That money was Amivria. That was just Avdus. But what's pshat? So what is it? What is the money? Where's the yud happening? If it's not that money, so here's how it's happening. When you give that money, let's say you pay $6,000, you're going to get 6 years of service out of the woman for $6,000. So it's $1,000 a year. She's already worked for 4 years. We call giron kesef. She's already worked for 4 years. How much service does she still owe you? So she owes you $2,000 of service, right? What if you were to be mekadesh her now, be miyayid her now? What you're being miyayid her with is those $2,000. It's the time remaining that she owes you a service, your own kesef. That she still owes you $2,000 of service. That's the kesef kiddushin. It's not the money you gave originally. It's what she has to pay you back. So now you're using it. She has to pay you back in service. Now you're using that to be mekadesher. Giron kesef. So it's difficult. Tosa seems to be saying over here that this whole sugi is only going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that the most rishonos that she already worked for is not kesef kiddushin. It's the giron kesef that she didn't yet work for. That's the kesef kiddushin. By the way, big nafkamina, whether it's the original money or the money that she still hasn't worked for. Let's say she's about to go free this second. You got her in the last minute before she's about to go free. Can you be mekadi? Can you be miyayir? Can you do yir? Well, if you say the Maos HaRishonos is the kiddushin itnu, the original money you gave is for kiddushin. Okay, fine. That original money was given for kiddushin. So as long as she's still now, I don't care if it's her last minute on the job. As long as it was the same kiddushin and she's still so good, you're good. But if you hold it to the giron kesef, so what does it mean giron kesef? The service not yet rendered. The service she has remaining. It's the last minute. She's ready packing up her stuff. You don't have a shavar pruta of service left. Then it would be too late to do you. So it would happen nafkamina. Another point. So Rashi had said, Ami Ivriya, what's the case of Kesef Bal Karcha when her father sells him? So he said, what are you talking about? You need the das of the father. The daughter's not a bas das. How could you call that Bal Karcha? By Yibam and a get, you don't need das at all. It's not at all similar to the case of Am Ivriya. Right? Tells us a very strong kasha. What do we call Bar Korcha by Bia and by Shtar? Yibam, get. You don't need any das. Am Ivriya, you have the das of the father. Tells us asks on Rashi. Shnei Yeshua points out that you do find Kesef Bal Korcha by Am Ivriya. Where do you find Kesef Bal Korcha by Am Ivriya? He says, why not say the following? The giron kesef. What does giron kesef mean? Let's say the Am Ivriya wants to go out. Take the example we gave before. 6 years service, $6,000. She wants to go out after 4 years. And she manages to come up with $2,000. Can she force the master to set her free? Yes. Bal karcha. You give the $2,000, she's free. Kesef, Am Ivriya, Bal karcha. Meets all the criteria. No one says it. Rashi says, what's the case of Kesef Am Ivriya that's Bal Karcha? It's buying the Am Ivriya from the father when she's a little girl. Tosa says it's the Yiyud, the marrying her, the master marrying her. Frek the Pnei Yeshua is a more obvious case. Giron Kesef. She still has some service time left, and you buy out that service time. Not the Kesef that she's bought with. Rashba and Bezim and Alf said, why is it that Shavah Kesef Kesef? Why do we need a din, a limud, Shavah Kesef Kesef? Because the chiddush is that you don't need the Das HaAdam to be Makabal the Kesef. And the person works Bal Karcho, and the Giron Kesef is work Bal Karcho Shal HaAdam. So I need a Gzeris HaKasef to tell me that Shavah Kesef Ki Kesef, that it also works Bal Karcho. Shavah Kesef Kesef by an Eved is where I need to be taught Shavah Kesef Ki Kesef. That even by, that you can do Bal Karcha. That's what the Rashba said. That's what if I could buy an Eved back with Kesef, of course I could buy him back with a Shavah Kesef. No, but there's a Chiddush, because you could even do Bal Karcha. Since when do transactions work Bal Karcha? Ah, so to tell me that that works with Shavah Kesef also, says the Rashba, I need a limud. But you see, the point is that Bal Karcha, it works Bal Karcha. Giron Kesef should be the example of Kesef Bal Karcha. So why doesn't Rashi say that? Rashi's talking about buying her as an Amma. Talk about freeing her. That would be a really good example of Amma Ivriya, Kesef Bal Karcha. Tosfos wouldn't have any kashas on that. The problem with that example is it's not unique to Amma Ivriya. The idea of Giron Kesef, that there's still some money left on the transaction and you could Bal Karcha use that money to buy it back, is not only true of Am Ivriya. First of all, it's true of an Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri is 6 years, $6,000, 4 years into it, $2,000 comes up with $2,000, goes free. So why would the Gemara say Am Ivriya as opposed to Eved Ivri? So that's one. It's not only true of an Am Ivriya and an Eved Ivri, it's true of Batei Arichoma. You sell a house in a walled city that was Mekavs Chama Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. You're able to be put to the house within a year. Bal Karcho of the person who bought it. You just needed the money, so you sold your ancestral holdings, so you're allowed to be put to Bal Karcho. It works by Steachuza. You sell a field, and you're supposed to get it back at Yovel. You sold it 32 years before the Yovel for $32,000. 16 years into it, you could buy it back for $16,000. Bal Karcho, Bal Karcho. All these things work, Bal Karcho. So the Pnei Yeshua had this great kasha. Why don't we say, Kesef Bal Karcho, we can find, I found one case. Why don't we say it's a case of freeing the Am Ivriya? But he just opened up Pandora's box, because there's not just one case, there are 1,000 cases where Kesef works Bal Karcho. So what you have to say is, there's a much longer mahalich, but we'll say it quick. What you have to say is that the way we view being poda b'giraon kesef, there's this much money left, so I'm going to get that money back, I'm going to pay that money, get it back, is that we view the initial kesef that you paid not as a payment, but as a mashkon. So it's not kesef. It's not kesef. It's taking back a mashkon. We view what you gave as a mashkon. That it was a loan and it was a mashkon. And now you're taking back the mashkel. That's the way we view the whole transaction. And it's true of an Am Ivriya, of an Eved Ivri, of Stei Achuza, in all these cases. That we're going to view it as a mashkel. Well, and therefore, you can't give that as an example of Kesef working Bal Karcho. The Raya is, you have 2 minutes, can I say the Raya? It's an unbelievable Raya. The Raya is Sugyan Arachin, Flamed Aleph. Sugyan Arachin tells us that you could be poda a Batei Arichoma, houses in a walled city that are walled from times of Yeshua Ben Nun. You have a year to be poda the house. And if you didn't do it, then the guy who bought it gets to keep it forever, even after Yovel. Says the Mishnah over there, Hareza Kemin Ribis Ve'eno Ribis. This is like Ribis, but it's not exactly Ribis. And the Braisa in the Gemara over there says, what do you mean? Ribis Gemura. It's not Ke'en Ribis, it's Mamish Ribis. But Hatorah Hitirasa. The Torah was Matir, this Ribis. It is Ribis, but the Torah is Matir. Ribis? What kind of Ribis? Where's the Ribis? I sell something, I buy it back. That's not Ribis. Ribis is when I lend, I... No? If I sell you my watch today, and tomorrow I feel badly that I sold it, I say, I'd like to buy it back from you. And you say, yeah, but the price has gone up. So I'm allowed to pay you more money to get it back. Is that called ribbis? So I sold you my house. Sold you my house for $10,000. Now I want to buy it back. Within a year. So why is that ribbis? No, so you're going to tell me, no, here's what happened. I sold you my watch, you used it for 6 months, and now I want to buy it back for the same price. So what happened? It turned out that you got it for free, 6 months of use of it for free. Why? Because I got 6 months of use of the money that you gave me. That looks a little like ribbis, but you're allowed to do that because it's a sale. With selling, you're allowed to do that. I'm allowed to sell you my watch. You use it for 6 months, then I'm going to buy it back from you. That's not ribbis. What's going to go crazy? Ribbis, but the Torah is matir. You know why it's ribbis? Because when you sell a batei or a chuma, it's not called a sale, it's called a mashkel. We view it la halacha like it's a mashkel. So if it's a loan and it's a mashkel, so then you understand why it's going to be a ribbis problem. So every case of giron kesef, batei or a chuma, stei achuza, eved ivri, ame ivria, it's all a mashkel. And that's why we're gonna say that that's not a case of kesef bal karcha, because it's not kesef, it's not a kinyan kesef, it's not buying something. That's l'chora how you have to say, in order to answer the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, have a great Shabbos, everybody.